Good morning. I'd like to welcome you here this morning to KCC. My name's Nicola. I'm the pastor here at Nottingley, and it's wonderful that you can join us wherever you're joining us from online. This morning, we're going to continue our series called Follow Me, and Barry is going to bring a message for us all about our discipleship and our life with God and our journey with God, focusing on the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are with us. Wherever we may be this morning, or wherever we may be when we're watching and we're participating in this message, Lord, in this service, Lord, I pray, God, that you would speak to us. Lord, I pray that you would lift us up. Lord, I pray that you would encourage us, Lord. And as we come before you, Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts, open up our eyes and our ears to hear and see you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, I'm Barry, and come to bring a little message today, and it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. I want to encourage, I want to lift your spirit, I want you to look for the treasure that's within yourself. Many believers, the Christian life boils down to doing the best that we can. There is no dynamic, no power, and there is no real distinctive that can be attributed to anything other than the self-discipline and determination. Some people's teaching or doctrine can be summed up in two statements. Nobody is perfect, and that's true. But they rely on that to cover all their inadequacies. The second one is, well, God understands. He does understand. He knows all things. To an outsider or someone unsaved, looking in, there is often little or no difference between some people's lifestyle. Thought life, habits of the Christian and unbelievers are very similar, and there should be a difference. And 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 2 says that we've renounced secret, shameful ways. And so we have. When we come to Christ, we give him all those. And he wipes the slate clean. So therefore, we can invite Christ into our lives. And that's what we have inside of us. For... And verse 6 says, for we are to be the light of the world. How can we be the light of the world if we're acting like the world? If we're not got that dynamic, that power, that distinctiveness, that attribute that makes us Christ-like. So let me encourage you. See, people should be able to look at us and know there is something different. Maybe we don't swear like them. Maybe we don't act like them. But they'll notice a difference. It's not the clothes we wear. We all like nice clothes. It's not our hair. All the ladies like to have their hair done. It's us. What is inside of us that makes the difference? Chapter 4, verse 7 says, all surpassing power is from God, not us. That's why Zechariah in the Old Testament said, verse 4, 6, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. We can trust in how good we are. Some people have the ability to do this and to do that. But there comes a time when we don't have that ability. And we need to trust and to rely, to lean on the Spirit of God to work. So what is in us? That's the question. What is inside of us? Well, John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." So there is some power within us because Jesus is within us by his Holy Spirit. If God is for you, who can be against you? Now that's a question. Who can be against you? So, what is God looking for? God is looking for the imperfect man and woman who have learned to walk in a moment-by-moment dependency on the Holy Spirit, to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Christians who have come to terms with their inadequacies, fears, failures, and anxieties, they don't show the Christ that's within. We all have these. I'm not disputing that. But how do we overcome them? By what's inside of us. The treasure within you. That is the Holy Spirit at work in your life. He's seeking to make you more like Christ rather than like the world. Some believers who have become discontent with surviving mediocrity or a second-rate faith have taken to sort of investigate, search out everything what God has to offer in this life. So church history tells us about these kind of people. And there are people today that aren't satisfied with their lives. They want more. They want more. And Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, "Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all you can ask or imagine." Friends, that's a lot. That's a lot. God can do more than we can ask or imagine. When we trust him, there are things he can do. God's method for reaching this generation and every other is not preachers and sermons, but disciples that are reaching out to others. It is Christians whose lifestyles are empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit. And I know in my life that God has directed me to someone with a message for that person. Now it's made a difference in their lives. We need to trust in what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing. John 16 and verse 7, it tells us that Jesus says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I go away, the Helper shall come to you." The promise of a helper presupposes that we need help. And how we need help at times. The disciples, think about the disciples when Jesus was crucified. They were helpless without Jesus. The disciples had no motivation or direction. So much so that they went back fishing. And some went home to different places. Jesus said, I will send him, the Holy Spirit. Now we need him. They needed him. Luke tells us that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to be flesh like us. And so he needed that guidance. He gave us an example of the Holy Spirit. So must we. There was a change in the disciples. They changed the known world. Disciples who were feeling helpless and no motivation and no direction. Maybe that's you today. You've got no motivation. You've got no direction. Paul gives us a clue how to stay spiritually strong by being renewed day by day. Paul was a man that went through a lot of stuff. Stone, shipwrecked, and you name it. It happened to Paul. He could have been discouraged and say, oh, well, that's it. I've had enough. Why should I, you know, suffer all this? But he discovered within is the resource from heaven. And that's why he says, I can do this. Might be knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. I heard someone give a quote that a Christian was boxing with the devil and the devil knocked him down. And so God began to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The devil rejoiced and God kept saying 11, 12, 13 until he got up. It's a little example to say that the enemy tries to knock us down, but God lifts us up. He encourages us. And that's why in Isaiah 40 in verse 31 it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's a wonderful verse. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Look it up. Read it. Digest it. It's talk about trusting in the Lord. About looking expectantly to what God is going to do. Renew literally means to exchange. The Hebrew for this word is used to change clothes. Taking the old clothes off and putting the new clothes on. To change our spiritual weakness for God's strength, which dwells within us. We have a treasure within us. Those who have accepted Christ. But if you haven't, you can do. The Holy Spirit is the active power of God, and he seeks to strengthen the inner man. And it's the inner man that we're talking about. To renew the inner man. In other words, that means to revive that which is flagging, to make new again, to restore, to recover our spiritual strength. Because of the many things we go through in life, we become worn out, maybe weary. And maybe that's you today. But I encourage you, think about the treasure that's within. At this time, with COVID-19, people are isolated, depressed, stressed about their jobs. We need to recover our spiritual and physical strength. And when we start to look in to what God has for us each day, it will help us. Paul had been through a lot because he had the inextinguishable flame to the resurrection life of Jesus burning within him. The inward man was being renewed day by day. And that's the thing, day by day we are being renewed, and we need to look at the word of God every day, read a portion of his word, pray, asking him, believing on him. That's why Paul could say to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6, his advice to Timothy was to fan the flame of the gift of God. We need to fan that flame. I don't know if you've ever been near a campfire and you woke up next morning and it's been just a little flicker there, and you get a piece of cardboard and you waft it and it flames up. And that's what the Holy Spirit does within us. He wafts us and the flame starts to build. Within us, we have a gift from God that needs that daily fanning into flame. We can do nothing by ourselves. We need to fan the flame of God that's within us. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 it says, inwardly, you know, the heart or the inner man, if it's not kept fanned daily, will result in despondency, disheartedness, demoralized, discouraged. If you're any of them things, fan into flame. Ask the Lord to help you, and he will. In other words, 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, fix your eyes on what is unseen, not what is seen, but what is unseen. To fix our eyes on what is happening today would cause us to lose heart. I remember when the year-long strike at the pits was on, there were people watching the news every day and they were getting disheartened. And there came a time when, after a year, finally we went back to work. But during that time, they got disheartened. But I thank God that I got saved in that year. And God did a work in me. It took 1 year to read the Bible. And that put something within me that I could hold on to. Daily reading the Bible. Daily praying. Daily asking God to do things. So the inward treasure is the spiritual strength that overcomes many situations. You see, it doesn't keep things away. Things will happen, but we are overcomers. That's what the Bible says. We are overcomers through God who's within us, by his Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that made the difference to the disciples, and it's the Holy Spirit who will make a difference in our lives. So let me encourage you, seek out these things. Seek out the treasure that's within you. That's the only way you'll get through a lot of things. May God bless you and encourage you. Let me just do a quick prayer. Father, I pray that in these days of discouragement, disheartened people and stressed and depressed, all these things, though they come against us, we know that we are overcomers because you are that treasure that's within, that treasure that we can rely on. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are moving in our lives. Help us as we read our Bibles, as we pray. Just motivate us and direct us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.